Blog Talk Radio.
Effect change your life? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, this is a really good question. I am so intrigued. Well, you know, let's go on a journey together and let's grow and discover and explore this very concept and question. How can the butterfly effect change your life? Let's get into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I'm real excited to explore with you in today's installment. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online. at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our rich subject. And then we're going to, if time permits, we're going to open the lines up for your audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. You know, this, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we want you to know that we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your notepads, your pens, your desktop, laptop, smartphones, your tablets, your iPads, whatever you need, scroll, I don't know, whatever it is, to take the notes and capture the jewels and gems that will be shared for you today, I encourage you to quickly grab it. And before we jump into today's installment of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, bottom line, woo! I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you can do to invite someone to join you for today's installment of Motivational Mondays, that they would share in the richness that you are now sitting at the table to receive. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. We are clear that we could not do it without YOU. And because you are here and you share with others, we are so grateful because that has allowed our reach to be that much greater. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, we say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we're looking at this concept of the butterfly effect. We're looking at this concept of the butterfly effect. And we're going to go on a journey of discovery and really explore this topic. You know, growing up as a little girl, I was always intrigued by the butterfly and its beauty. You know, it's so interesting because what was most intriguing for me as I grew to learn more about the butterfly was how a worm, this caterpillar, took a journey that transformed it to something so absolutely beautiful. I was so intrigued by that. And as a little girl, I would get excited whenever I saw a butterfly. You know, it's interesting because the same is true for me today. Really, it is, because just the other day, I was walking and I saw a butterfly flying, and I was trying to capture it, get a picture of it, but I wasn't able to move as quickly as I needed to capture it. But even now, whenever I see a butterfly, I get excited. And, you know, the butterfly has always been synonymous with beauty. It's a symbol of beauty. In addition to, you know, this beauty that the butterfly represents, and I can always appreciate the vibrancy of the color of the wings and how the The butterfly seems to glide through the air moment by moment, hopping from flower to flower, and just kind of looking like it's just this little lightweight with these beautiful wings that are so vibrant with its color, moving about in space, kind of effortlessly, you know? And so when this topic of the butterfly effect came up in my master's program, I was really intrigued. You know, anyone that knows me knows that I am, without question, I am a lifetime learner, and that continuous learning is truly my motto. So in my master's class with my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, when this concept of the butterfly effect and this topic came up for discussion, I was excited to lean in, to learn more. Now, one of the things that I must say is that my mentor is, and he is a student of physics, and so he really digs into the physics aspect of a thing. I, on the other hand, I'm not, you know, in any way a science geek. However, I was intrigued by the subject as it relates to this working our vision, achieving our goals, and ultimately living out our dreams, because that is the motto of Coach Adams and Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and my brand and all of my empowerment tools that I have available for you, be it one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my mastermind, team building. It's all centered and anchored around my speaking live at events. It's all anchored and centered around my training. I can go on, those different aspects of the Coach Adams brand and Win International. It's all centered and anchored around this philosophy of winning, win now, work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. And so for me, this butterfly is a symbol that represents transformation. Now, I want you to really track with me, just really lean in with me, because I believe that if you lean in, you're going to get some great insights. And so as we think about the butterfly and the symbol that it represents of transformation, and as stated earlier, the transformation from this caterpillar to the butterfly, it's not an easy one. It really isn't. I want us to understand that, in fact, it's been stated that this metamorphosis takes place over a few weeks or months, it depends, but at least a few weeks, on average, more likely months, that the caterpillar transforms into a completely new-looking insect. The finished product, of course, as we're talking about, that final stage, the end result, is a beautiful, what was once this caterpillar has transformed and turned into, morphed into a butterfly. And then it breaks free out of the cocoon and it goes on to a new and different journey. So, you know, you may be sitting there thinking, okay, Coach Adams, where are you going with this one? Well, I want to encourage you to continue to track with me, because we really are going on a clear journey today around this subject. Why is this significant as it relates to you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams? Well, I'm happy you're asking. You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, because the process for our dreams to become a reality, just like the process of that caterpillar to transform, go through its metamorphosis into a completely different insect, a butterfly, it's not easy. And my hope, my sincere hope today is that today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, that you will see things slightly different from a different point of view, from a different perspective, and that you will recognize right where you are on your journey, where you may need to make a shift, and how in making this shift in your point of view, that you in turn will get different results. You in turn will experience a metamorphosis. I can think about metamorphosis in a number of different ways. I really can. You know, in doing my research, this is what I found about the butterfly effect. I found that the butterfly effect is a concept that originated with American meteorologist, as I get tongue-tied there, Edward Lorenz. And Edward Lorenz, for him, this was simply a concept that simply stated, highlights the possibility that, and this is where I want you to really lean in right now. Lean in right here, because I want us to zone in and focus on this possibility that we're about to discover. This possibility that small causes can have a massive effect. Small causes can have a massive effect. Small causes can have a massive effect. Now, today, I want to focus on this very aspect of the butterfly effect, this concept of the possibility that small causes can have a massive effect. You know, it's now used, the butterfly, a mere metaphor. You know, it's outside of science, the butterfly effect is used as a metaphor. And so that aspect of it, remember I said I'm not a science geek, but I do understand transformation, metamorphosis, change. And that's where I was intrigued. Small causes can have a massive effect. And this is where I want us to really anchor and settle in as it relates to you right where you are, working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. You see, here's a thought to process. So, as it relates to this metaphor outside of science of small causes can have a massive effect, here's an example to process. If you read more, simple concept. If you read more, you'll be more educated. I think about early on, I remember hearing Oprah Winfrey say that one of the things that really made a difference in her life, and she's an avid reader, and we see that with her book club, that reading changed and shifted what she saw was possible. This small cause that has created a massive effect. Look at who she has become today from something as simple as reading more. She became more educated. Her point of view became broader of what was possible because of this very thing of reading more. And so again, as we look at the butterfly effect, this metaphor outside of science, because I'm not a science geek, there's a lot of richness around the science aspect. But what was most intriguing for me and what I am building on is this ability that's highlighted by the American meteorologist, Edward Lorenz, who says small causes can have a massive effect. And this is where we need this reality in our lives to work our vision, achieve our goals, and live out our dreams. You know, so often we want the huge results, but yet we're not doing the small causes. And so as we build on this concept, it's important to understand that if I do what's needful daily, daily practices, what are your daily practices associated with working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams? I know I'm saying it repetitiously. I'm being very intentional around it because I want the sound of that to vibrate, that when you look at small causes that can cause and give and have a massive effect, you have to now ask yourself the question, am I doing the small causes that position you for the massive effect? Because I want you to process as I'm processing. Think about that. When you reflect on your life, if you have a book project in you and you start to write daily, if you simply sat down and wrote one page a day, at the end of a week, you would have 7 pages. At the end of a month, you would have 30 to 31 pages. At the end of a year, you would have 365 pages. Small causes can have a massive effect. But see, you haven't sat down to write because you feel like, oh, I got to write all of these pages at one time. And if you get that surge of creativity to do so, then by all means, go with it. Small causes can have a massive effect. But if you just made a commitment to yourself to write one page a day, and stay consistent with that, when you look up at the close of the year, you now have 365 pages. I have a book on my desk right now. I'm just looking at how many pages this book is on my desk. This book on my desk is 280 pages. Did you hear that? Only 280. You would have written your book in less than a year if you just simply write a page a day. Okay, I'm curious. I have a lot of books on my desk, actually, quite frankly. I'm curious. How many pages is this book? This is another book. Oh, my gosh. As it turns out, this book is actually written by my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, called Vertical Leap, under 180 pages.
I want you to process that. Think about that. Small causes can have a massive effect. And you're sitting back afraid. You're sitting back saying, oh, I can't do it. Do it one page at a time. We're using a book just as a mere example because that's just one illustration. And I want us to get this, and I'm going to share different thoughts for us to process and chew on today because that's just one thing. And I want us to look at the massive desire and bring that down to the small causes that represent our daily habits. And as we achieve the daily habits, now the result and the effect will be massive as it relates to that consistency of moment by moment. Now we look up and we see greater results. There's greater depth to this because this effect can be negative or positive. But I want us to, in bite-sized pieces, as I'm still processing it, but I'm digging into it because of the aspect of transformation and being able to, as the butterfly, from the caterpillar to the butterfly, goes through this metamorphosis. You can, in essence, change the landscape and the trajectory of your life by simply focusing in on those small causes that can have a massive effect. Instead of just focusing in on the massive effect. This is what I'm taking away from it. Because so often we, and I use this, and I coach people around this, we have this big elephant in front of us. And I often tell people, well, you have this big elephant, which represents the massive effect that you want, the book, the whatever it may represent. And it's so huge. It seems overwhelming. How will I do it? Oh, my gosh, I don't know where to go from here. But I often tell people, how do you eat that elephant? One bite at a time. Now, again, stay mindful. We are talking metaphorically outside of the science, but we're learning from science around this and isolating this very concept associated with a bigger concept, and we're extracting from that so that we can now take this and our lives can be changed by this metaphor of the butterfly effect. Now, this is the other thing that I want us to process and chew on. I want us to process and chew on this, that there are, in addition to the direct, so if I sit down every day, daily practices, I write a page per day, over a year, I could have a book of 365 pages. Or if I do less, half the year, whatever your size of your book you want, it can have a massive effect. Okay, stop that. But listen to this, because this is what's so deeply intriguing to me that I'm still processing around. And I can see the effects of this. And it's so interesting because it goes back to, and I'm going to bring the connecting point into Oprah reading as an example, that there are many things, I want you to get this, there are many things that don't seem to connect. However, they work hand in hand. Let me give you an example. We talked about Oprah reading, and I use her as an example because she's on a platform that anybody knows Oprah, right? But I remember hearing her share her story And she said her grandmother told her, Oprah Gail, you better learn how to put these clothes on the clothesline because you're going to be doing that one day. And in her heart, she said, no, I won't. You see, she had been reading. And so the broader picture that began to work hand in hand for her is this. Because remember what I said, that there are things that don't seem to connect, but yet they work hand in hand. Who would have thought that her reading a book, which helped to make her more educated, helped to broaden her point of view, that when her grandmother said, Oprah Gail, you better learn how to put these clothes on the clothesline, and she knew inside, nope, that's not what I'm going to be doing, because the reading was working hand in hand with what Grandma was saying, and now her mindset being expanded. Another example could be this. Do you know that if you are kind to someone, that kindness that you extend to someone, it makes you feel good. You've made someone else feel good. Now, kind, you made someone feel good. You feel better. Now, guess what happens? It elevates your mood. It elevates your energy. Now you have more energy that you now turn that into, and you say, hey, let me turn it into something else. I feel like writing that book today. I feel like working out today. I feel like doing some research. I'm feeling good. That one effect of that act of kindness made you feel better. You made someone else feel better. It elevated your mood. It increased your energy. And that then turned you into this cause effect of doing something else that now works. Remember we said hand and hand together. They don't seem related, but yet there's a connection. On the flip side, there's always a flip side to the coin, right? On the flip side, think about this. On the flip side, it's also true that if you have negative energy and you're nasty to people, that now zaps your energy. It drains you. Your mood is now down, and you're Debbie Downer, your downer day. Energy is now negative. So this process that we're talking about that works hand in hand, that these things don't seem to be connected when you're nasty to somebody. Now your mood is nasty and your energy is down. You didn't think about how being nasty to that person was going to bring you, your mood down, and now zap you of your energy. We said if you're kind to someone, it lifts your feeling. You feel good. You've done a kind act, a good act, and now it's elevated your mood. So again, there's always a two-sided coin, the positive and the negative. The energy that we release in the atmosphere, it's like a rippling effect. So many different ways. I remember one of my co-leadership team members and trainers that they talked about throwing a rock into a body of water and how you throw that rock into a body of water, it begins to ripple. So this is the very essence of the butterfly effect. And this small cause can have a mass effect. That little bitty rock, pebble, thrown into that water now creates this rippling out effect. You know, it's been stated that little positive actions can have a major impact on your life. If they are not directly connected. I'll say it again because you're processing. You're like, okay, wait, what is Coach Adams saying? It's been stated that little positive actions can, in fact, have a major impact on your life, even when they are not directly connected. Different things work hand in hand. The rippling effect of coming together. So small actions can make a huge difference, can make a massive difference. And this is how the butterfly effect can, in essence, the concept of this metaphor, absolutely change your life. I want to share with you a personal testimony and story. So over a year ago, I had a number of people saying, Coach Adams, you need to do videos. I had so many people telling me that I was, as one would say, blue in the face. You need to do videos. Well, I didn't like being in front of the camera. You see, the answering of the call, doing my assignment that God has called me to, people assume, oh, she likes being in front of the camera. The opposite is true. In essence, I don't like being in front of the camera. I embrace it. Like if I'm doing a live workshop, seminar, what have you, I'm speaking in front of a group, I know that there may be people that are recording me. There may be cameras on because we're in a digital age. But I'm just flowing in the essence of doing my assignment. I've embraced it. It wasn't easy to embrace, but I said yes to it. Took me a year to walk in it, but I said yes. So I live it out. Now, when people were telling me, you should do videos from different sources, and most of which I really have great respect for, and I know they want the best for me, but I was struggling. And I was struggling because I didn't like being in front of the camera, meaning having a camera, looking into it, the phone, the camera right in my face, not this abstract of me speaking in front of a group and someone possibly recording it, and I'm not aware of it. But now having to have a camera in my face and now do a video that's intentional and I'm speaking to the camera and all of that, I didn't want to do that. But a year and a half or so ago, a little over a year ago, I made a decision. Okay, I will do at minimum one video a week. Now, you know, I shared with you the writing a page a day and being able to look back over the year each day if you stay consistent with that, what would happen? Again, the butterfly effect, the small causes that can have a massive effect. So, a little over a year ago, I started being consistent with doing a video once a week. I went from having a YouTube station or channel that had a couple of videos, not very many, that now, when I go to my YouTube channel, I'm like, wow, because that one video a week, the small cause, making that commitment, staying consistent, once a week at minimum, I now look back and over a year, there's well over 50 plus videos. My content base has built and posting those on social media. I was just sharing with someone the other day, I was looking at in preparation for this show, just curious of views, you know, on the videos and so on and so forth. And I saw this one video and I had to say, wait a minute, do I need additional glasses to read this? Is this accurate? that this one particular video, again, what are we saying? What is the concept that I keep repeating with intention? Causes can have a massive effect. This one video consistently every week. One of the videos, now this is not typical. I mean, I've had several do these results or more, but it's not typical. But this one video, I said, oh, let me just look at some of the analytics just so I would have that for the sake of this conversation that we are having today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, as we are looking at how the butterfly effect can change your life. The butterfly effect and this concept, specifically, we're taking one aspect, the small causes can have a massive effect. And we're talking about doing that something specific consistently every day, created with you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. Testing it and seeing how, if you sit down every day and write one page of the book, that over the year, you got 365 pages. So back to my video. One video minimum a week, over 52 videos. No content to now having content. And a couple of these videos have had over 6,000 views. I know, right? Staggering. Blows my mind. Like, where are the people coming from? I don't even have that many followers. But yet, the consistency of it, that has supported with building the followers, now increasing my exposure. But when I think about that, I resisted being consistent. I thank God for the challenge to make a commitment to myself and say, I'm going to do it in spite of. And I'll tell you, there are days, there are weeks when I kick and scream and saying, oh my God, I got to do that doggone video, because I made that commitment to myself to do one video minimum each week. Now, one of the things that I want us to understand as it relates to this butterfly effect and this specific aspect of small causes, that we cannot despise small beginnings. Meaning, wherever you are, start right where you are. Because those small, a huge difference over time. And you may be saying, well, how does this really relate, Coach Adam? It relates because now you are consistently with intention. Daily action steps. The small causes, you are working your vision. Achieving your goals, living out your dreams. You're creating the daily actions that now support and serve you. Not getting focused in on the big, massive, huge, yes, I want that too. I understand that that is and can be attractive. But let's go back to the basics and the small causes. The small steps of consistency. You know, I think about dominoes being positioned in place. It's really like that as well. When you have those dominoes set up, you hit one domino and they're all in the right position. Suddenly, all of them begin to fall down. You push that one domino and that one domino then hits another domino, and one after another, they begin to fall. But this is what we need to understand, that the adverse is true as well. If you don't do anything, guess what? Your doing nothing is causing a massive result as well. If you are just sitting on your rusty dusty and doing nothing, negatively it's affecting you. You know, it's interesting because I have a friend that was told that they needed high blood pressure medication. And I'm using this as an example because I want us to not lose focus on those different things that work hand in hand, but yet don't appear to be directly related. But yet the effect of them, it's a rippling. It's the butterfly that's flapping its wings, that's causing something else. A friend of mine was told that they needed to take blood pressure medicine as an example. There's various things that cause high blood pressure, hypertension, stress, being overweight. Those are some of the huge ones. Now, this is what was interesting, and I want us to really get this concept as it relates to what we were talking about, that although something may seem like it's not connected, it's working hand in hand. Their doctor told them, if you want to come off of the medication, lose some weight. It's simple. Simply lose some weight. And you may be thinking, well, how does that work with that? It's working hand in hand. The doctor said, you're at the stage where if you just drop some pounds, we can pull you off the medication because that in and of itself is going to lower your high blood pressure. Think about that. So the challenge that each and every one of us face, self included, is to, one, we got to be consistent in the right areas. We have to begin to do those things, those small causes that now position us for the massive effect over the long haul, over time. You know, I remember one of my episodes that I did, The Heart of a Champion, and I said, one of the things with the champion does things over the long term. They don't just, if they don't win the championship today, they don't just say, oh, we're not going to ever try for another championship. They do what they need to do. They're consistent, and we have to be consistent. I mean, that, if the truth be told, I'm guilty as well. So please know, Coach Adams is not standing on her little soapbox and saying, you be consistent, you be consistent, you be consistent. And I'm not saying, Coach Adams, there are some areas that you have to work on and be consistent, some areas that you have to do those small causes so that you can experience that massive effect. Now, I am so excited to come to the phone lines right now. I'm getting such a richness around this topic as I grow deeper at one aspect of it. And I invite you to jump into the conversation. You know, this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue to ask a question or make a comment around today's topic, the butterfly effect, and how the butterfly effect can change your life. Why? Because of the small causes that can have a massive effect. So if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, I'm intrigued to know if you have any thoughts. You have Hour of Empowerment. I would love to know, did you get anything from the jewels and nuggets that have been shared? What are your thoughts around this aspect of the concept that I shared with you associated with the butterfly effect? What are you thinking? Do you see how this can support you in getting and yielding greater results in your life? I would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Now, one thing that I want to share with you, this is the month of March. March Madness! But more than anything, this is Coach Adams's birthday month. And I am celebrating all month, but I'm celebrating Y-O-U. And I want to gift you with something special for my birthday. You know, it's interesting. I have an Asian friend, and she said that their culture, they don't accept gifts for their birth. They give gifts. Now, that's so different for us here in the U.S. because I know whenever it's someone's birthday, what are you looking for? Gifts. What are you getting me? But I want to give you, our global listening audience, a special gift. And that special gift is the gift of empowerment. If you join in a one-on-one coaching partnership with Coach Adams throughout the month of March, my birthday month, I want to give you the gift of empowerment. I am gifting new and returning clients the gift of empowerment. 1 month of complimentary coaching. 1 month of complimentary coaching if you join in a coaching partnership through the month of March. Based on my base program, that's a $450 value. Again, my base program, my bronze program, that is a $450 value. Ooh, what a great gift Coach Adams is sowing into the lives of those that would say, I want to join in partnership to start this butterfly effect of change and transformation in my life. I want to see that I go from this caterpillar to the butterfly, transformation, change. I want to see that happen. I want to partner and get the support that I need with those small causes that will enable me to see a large effect, to see a massive effect over time. If you're interested in taking advantage of my gift of empowerment that I'm sowing into your life and your journey, I want you to take this number down. Get your phone out right now. Grab it, grab it, grab it, grab it, grab it. Open your text box. Open it up. Come on, open it. Take this number, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. And I want you to simply text your name, birthday 2023, and I'll know that you want to take advantage of this gift that I'm giving to you of complimentary coaching in my birthday month. Again, 310-289-2101. Text your name and birthday 2023 to redeem your 1 month of complimentary coaching on any of my coaching programs starting at a $450 value through the month of March. What have we talked about today? Well, a quick summary recap as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays. We, in my opinion, have had such a rich dialogue and journey around this concept of the butterfly effect. You know, we talked about the significance of the butterfly and what it represents, and oftentimes that it is symbolically associated with transformation and change, and how this butterfly effect, in essence, can, in fact, change your life. Those small causes can make a massive effort effect if you put forth the effort and you are consistent with those daily actions, those daily routines that step by step can yield you greater results. We said that as an example, one video a week over the year,
52 weeks, you got 52 videos, one page a day writing the book. As you look at it, at the close of the year, you got 365 pages. So whatever that may be for you. We also talked about, and this was the concept of blood pressure as an example, that if your blood pressure is high, the doctor says you need to lose weight. You didn't realize that that was a stressor, that that was affecting you, and now it's working hand in hand with you now having to take blood pressure medication. We said that if you are kind to someone and you compliment someone, you extend an act of kindness, it makes you feel good. It elevates your mood. Your energy is increased. And now you're like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do a walk. I'm going to go ahead and go to the gym. I'm going to go ahead and sit in my office or sit in this easy chair and start writing. It now becomes this domino effect of other things because of that energy. On the flip side, we said the flip side is true. You can't ever get away from that flipped coin that we're always presented with. There's always positive, but on the other side, there's always something negative. And that's why I gave the illustration of the high blood pressure versus kind and how that elevates your mood and increases your energy, whereas weight can now cause this domino effect within your body. So there's a lot of different ways that we can see this effect into motion, into action. Now, ultimately, what is so important to note is that, and this is my belief. Now, I know I have a global audience, and some of you may not share the same beliefs. Ultimately, for me, what I recognize is that all of this, the driver, is God's ultimate plan. It's a higher plan for our life, a higher cause of purpose. When we align with that, now we can see the effects of this bigger picture. You know, speaking of picture, my mentor shared this illustration of a puzzle. And I remember my aunt used to love putting puzzles together. And it's interesting, when my mentors were sharing this, I was relating back to one year that my aunt, she gave all of us a puzzle that she put together, and she framed it in this beautiful frame. I hate that I don't still have that with the number of different moves and different things. I don't have that anymore. But the whole concept of sharing this as we close out today and connecting that back to my belief system that God's higher call of purpose, there's always a design and a plan for our lives, that if you didn't create the puzzle, you don't know what the end result of the puzzle is until you start putting the pieces together. But someone knew how your life was supposed to unfold. And I believe that that someone is God, right? That he knew how your life was to unfold. But we have the responsibility. This is a connector to move. We have to put the energy in the atmosphere. The small causes now bring about the massive effect. So as you move, you're the converter. You have to step out and do. The plan for your life has already been outlined. You're simply stepping it through. So continue to move, put forth that energy, and know that you don't have to be on the journey by yourself. I'm here to support you and would love to align with you as your personal and professional coach. I trust that you've gotten some great insight around today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach, Coach Adams, for truly I coach and you win. We're looking forward to having you share with us in our next installment. We'll be right here for you next week, same day, Mondays, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. By the way, we've been here for you for 8 years and counting. Think about that content that's available for you on our on-demand library. Those little small causes causing a grand massive effect. Now we can look back and say, wow, look at all of these episodes that we have accomplished because of the consistency, and that is what is key. We'll see you next week. Thank you for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach, and you win.